The early 20th century Russian composer Sergei Prokofiev's Peter and the Wolf may be one of the greatest introduction to the orchestra sorts of pieces of music ever written, but it's also just great music and a wonderful story all rolled into one. The Carolina Chamber Symphony Players will bring Peter to the Piedmont later this month. It's part of Carolina Winter Music Festival 2013, and artistic co-director and Winston-Salem Symphony French hornist Joe Mount spoke with me about it. I remember my first Peter and the Wolf, do you? Where were you?
I was listening to one of the great recordings, and I believe my parents had bought it, and listened to it on an old turntable, you know.
What stands out in your memory from that first hearing?
Well, of course, the thing that stood out the most was it developed my love for the French horn. The Wolf's character is just portrayed by three French horns playing in harmony.
That literally got the ball rolling?
It was probably the inspiration for me to play the French horn.
All right. Well, I certainly enjoy the cat climbing the tree. Here I am, a clarinetist. So it has magic. Not that we're trying to make musicians out of every listener, but the great thing about this piece for lots of folks is you literally learn a whole lot about each instrument in the orchestra. It's sort of like that Life cereal. Hey, Mikey, he likes it. You know, it's supposed to be good for you. You don't know that you're learning anything, but there's just tons of stuff on each instrument.
Right. Prokofiev did such a masterful job of portraying these animals and the characters. So we include humans like Grandfather and Peter as well. They're all portrayed by different instrument sounds. And you get caught up in the narration and you don't realize you're hearing this virtuosic playing. We do a woodwind quintet version, which boils the full orchestra version down to six instruments, flute, clarinet, oboe, French horn, and bassoon, as well as percussion. We need the percussion to be the hunters.
Who takes the role of the strings for Peter?
We play those all together, so the whole ensemble plays Peter.
Okay, the tutti. All
right. The tutti, as we call it.
Early one morning, Peter opened the gate and walked out on a big green meadow.
Great music by Prokofiev, and a nice story to go along with it.
Yeah, Lissy Hunt is our narrator, as she has done for many years now, and she does a wonderful job in her distinguished English accent of narrating the story. It's a chance for the audiences to come in and hear it in a smaller setting, with six players and a narrator, and they get to be up close and personal. We like to feel like it's a little more intimate. They get to be just a few feet away from the oboe player as she's playing the duck.
A nice swim in the deep pond in the meadow.
You hear this oft-used phrase for everyone, but it's a mind-blowing piece.
Right. When I look out at the audience, you know, of course, there are many, many parents that bring their children, and a lot of times they're very young, because they want to expose them to this story and the music because they know Peter and the Wolf. And I see a lot of adults that come by themselves that don't have young children. And I talk to them afterwards, or they come and talk to me, and they tell me that this is the first piece of classical music they ever heard and that they love it so much they just want to come and listen to the performance.
Winston-Salem Symphony French hornist and Carolina Chamber Symphony Players co-director Joe Mount. In full disclosure, Joe's co-directing colleague is my wife, Jackie Carrasco. The Carolina Winter Music Festival brings Prokofiev's Peter and the Wolf to Old Salem's James A. Gray Jr. Auditorium on Friday, December 27th at 11 a.m. and 1 p.m., where you can enjoy the classic fable in its woodwind quintet version, up close and personal. Tickets are $10, $5 for students and children, and you'll find links to more information at wfdd.org and click on Triad Arts. For WFDD, I'm David Ford.